was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
Look at these donkeys. Bunch of
That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, March 10th goes to a 48-year-old New Mexico woman named Serena Henry. Now, Serena took the police in New Mexico on a little joyride. See, what had happened was an owner of a vehicle dropped keys outside of their house. Or they left them in the vehicle. They couldn't remember what happened. But whatever it was, Serena jumped in the car and bounced. So an officer spotted the vehicle and attempted to make a traffic stop. But Serena hit the gas on that ass, all right, and ignored all orders to stop, according to court documents. Eventually, Serena parked the stolen car in front of her house and got out of the vehicle. How you park a stolen car in front of your house and got out of the vehicle like it's all good? Well, when confronted by police, Serena didn't give them her real name. Nope. She actually told people she was someone else. Not just anyone, someone else. Not a cousin, a sister, or a friend who doesn't have any warrants. No, Serena went huge with her alias, okay? She went mammoth with her alias. Donald Trump would say this is bigly, okay? Would you like to know who Serena Henry told police she was? Well, let's go to WOR's Jill Bartlett for the report, please.
A New Mexico woman isn't drunk in love. She must simply be drunk. Because one single lady named Serena Henry was charged with one count of unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, one count of concealing identity, a petty misdemeanor, and resisting or obstructing an arrest. Serena is what some would call a beautiful liar, because she told police that she was the icon named Beyoncé Knowles. When asked by police why she didn't stop when she saw the emergency light, she replied, "You must not know about me. You must not know about me." When asked by police why she didn't appear in court to address her bench warrant, she replied, "I ain't sorry." When asked why she told officers her name was Beyoncé, she replied, "If I was a boy, I would have said I was Jay-Z."
Round of applause for Jill Bartlett. Makes sense? Makes sense. Kids, this is your brain on drugs. This is why Just Say No commercials were so important. Serena's 48 years old. She grew up on those commercials but clearly ignored them all. Now, look, at least three times a week on this radio, I remind y'all that I am not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I went to CVS yesterday to buy Tussin because I feel like Tussin can beat coronavirus. As I was in CVS, I thought about buying a box of condoms to just wear to prevent coronavirus. I know, it makes zero sense. I don't know why I thought about that, but I did. I'm telling you these things to let you know that I really don't know what I'm talking about. But I do have a little bit of sense, and that little bit of sense tells me if you are going to give a fake name, an alias to try to trick police, you probably shouldn't use one of the biggest pop stars in the world. Okay, one of the biggest icons, biggest celebrities in the whole universe. Beyoncé is one of those people that everybody knows. There's only one Beyoncé. Okay, I never even heard the name Beyoncé until I heard the name Beyoncé. So what are the chances of there being more than one Beyoncé Knowles in the world? Who did Serena think was going to fall for this? Y'all really taking this TikTok flip the switch challenge way too far. Okay, please let Remy Ma give Serena Henry the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Now I think it's time to play a little game of guess what race it is! All right, here are your context clues. Well, not context clues. Here are your clues today. Serena Henry, 48 years old, from New Mexico, stole a car, pulled up to her own house in the stolen car, and when confronted by police, told them she was Beyoncé Knowles. Angela Yee, guess what race she is?
Well, she definitely has to be black.
Damn.
I say definitely.
Why definitely she gotta be black?
Well, because she knows all the Beyoncé lyrics, and she's a Beyoncé fan. She knows songs.
It's Beyoncé. Everybody knows Beyoncé.
Nah, everybody doesn't.
What?
Everybody doesn't. I don't know if older white women.
What?
Beyoncé lyrics like we do.
Yo, Beehive, y'all need to check Angela Yee this morning.
I mean, listen.
I don't know what Angela Yee talking about.
I don't know if they
Beyonce
know the lyrics like
Carter,
we do.
Who performed at the Super Bowl twice? Older white women don't know her?
No, they know her, but I don't know if they know her lyrics.
Who
like
said
that.
She knew the lyrics, though?
Didn't she say, if I were a boy?
Oh, okay.
What did you just say?
No, nothing. That was sarcasm. Amy, Serena Henry, 48 years old, from New Mexico. Stole a car, pulled up to her own house, and when confronted by police, told them she was Beyoncé Knowles. Guess what race she is?
This is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
The reason this is tough is because I just Googled
How many black people are in New Mexico?
Talk to me.
2%.
I like New Mexico. I went there for Elvis Duran's wedding. It's a nice place.
42,000 people, right?
Okay.
So I'm trying to break that down. Now, out of that, 19,000 are women.
Do y'all realize this is Beyonce knows we talking about? Everybody knows Beyonce. It's not a race thing.
That's why I'm leaning not black, but it's like you said, she knew the I'm sorry, and then she said
Jay-Z. Those are hits. They know that's Beyonce's husband.
Even though the population of New Mexico, of black people in New Mexico is 2%,
okay.
I'm going black.
That is powerful n***gery at work.
So Angela Yee says black, DJ Envy says black. I would like for y'all to turn to Revolt TV so we can do the big reveal. Angela Yee, DJ Envy, you are both correct. Serena Henry, a.k.a. Beyonce knows.
Wow. Wow.
It's indeed
wow.
Black.
Damn.
Lord have mercy.
I don't see a resemblance. I don't see anything close to Beyonce. Mm, mm, mm,
mm, mm. Well, we all at some point think we're Beyonce in the mirror dancing.
No. I remind myself every day I am not Beyonce. And I love to remind people that they are not Beyonce.
I just want to tell you, New Mexico, 68% of the people are white. 46% of the people are Hispanic or Latino. 9% is American Indian. 2% is black or African American. 1% Asian.
It ain't none of them Beyonce. Not one of them.
Native
okay,
Hawaiian.
Ain't a drop of Beyonce in New Mexico, goddammit.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.